You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. I said we had a jam-packed program for you, and I wasn't lying, because joining us now is presidential candidate in 2024, Vivek Ramaswamy. Vivek, thanks so much for coming on the show today. We love having you on, and I'm just going to ask you right off the bat here. You have a very interesting piece in the Wall Street Journal that the president can pardon Trump, and you also tweeted out that if you become president, you'll be sure to pardon Trump. But before we get into why this would be a good move for Joe Biden, Vivek, can you explain to people the legality of this and why it would actually work?
Sure. And as you know, I'm running for president of the United States against Donald Trump, but I am, in on the basis of first principles, identifying what I think a true leader of this country ought to do to actually unite us around the principles of equality and justice for all. And so the conventional wisdom would say that you can't pardon Trump as a U.S. president under the Constitution for a state crime. But after that indictment came out, it's very clear that in order to charge this, I would say, figment of an alleged crime as a felony rather than as a misdemeanor, Alvin Bragg has to tie it to the commission of another crime. And his press conference suggests that that's a federal campaign finance violation that he alleges against Donald Trump. Now, that alleged campaign finance violation says that Trump actually paid hush money personally when it should have counted as a campaign contribution. I first explain in my videos and otherwise, that's flawed, because if Trump had used campaign finance dollars to pay hush money for something that was really a personal issue, that would have been the actual campaign finance violation, not the other way around. But further, because that's a federal law, if that's pardoned, then that means the state felony automatically goes away, because the state felony depended on that federal charge. So I'm a lawyer by training. I'm a constitutional scholar in a prior life and writing books and whatnot. So, you know, I'm a presidential candidate now, but I wanted to bring that knowledge to bear to make very clear there is a legal case for a presidential pardon here. Now, I think from a philosophical standpoint, I think it is the right thing for Joe Biden to do. He could unify the country right now. I don't believe he's going to do it. And that's why I've said that as the next U.S. president, if I'm elected on January 20th, 2025, I would do it. I would pardon Trump, because that's the right thing for the country. And it's part of a broader pledge I've made to pardon any victim of politicized prosecutions, of which we've had so many in the last half decade. I think it's a big part of reuniting this country.
Yeah, and you know, Vivek, when I read your piece in the Wall Street Journal, and it's really, really well done, people should check it out, I started thinking about this, and what a brilliant move it actually would be for Joe Biden, because it would kind of kill this momentum that Trump's building up, and it would kind of force Trump to acknowledge, hey, you know, he actually did the right thing, which I think would put Donald Trump in a little bit of a tough situation. But I also think that because Joe Biden is so beholden to the far left, that he would never do this, because they would see it as a massive act of betrayal.
That's right. And look, I care about the country. I could care less for political partisanship. Yes, I'm an unapologetic conservative, but I care about the country, right? I say I'm an America First conservative. What does that mean? It means I put America first. So if Joe Biden is going to do the right thing, and even if that's good for Joe Biden politically, I don't care. You got to do the right thing for the country if you're the leader, which is why I laid that case out so clearly in the Wall Street Journal. I think that Biden will not rise to the occasion and do it. And you know what? Trump, you know, there's actually good constitutional debates, at least, that Trump probably can't pardon himself if he's elected. But I think that's a narrow point that also makes clear why I'm running here, because I want to take Trump's America First agenda even further than Donald Trump was able to. And I think we can do it if we're doing it based on first principles, if we're doing it based on a moral foundation rather than just based on grievance or vengeance. The irony is you can go even further, as Reagan did in the 1980s. That's what I'm aiming to deliver in 2024, is do it on the basis of principle, and we can actually get more done with America First than Trump even did. And the ultimate irony in that is that Trump himself is now the victim of it. So that's, I think, the issue here.
I'm speaking with Vivek Ramaswamy, who's running for president in 2024. And as we talk about 2024, Vivek, I think it's important that we let people know that your campaign had a big announcement today. We are broadcast all over New England, and I think our New Hampshire listeners, the Granite Staters, would be very interested in hearing who you're bringing on to your team.
We had a big breakthrough today. We brought one of Trump's earliest supporters and actually one of his state co-chairs in both elections, Fred Doucette, came on as board as our state chair of New Hampshire and our senior strategist in New Hampshire, and also the person who's our state director was Trump's state director, Josh Whitehouse. And, you know, these are A-plus players in New Hampshire that were in the very early stages, very early on the train in getting Trump elected in a successful victories in New Hampshire. I think they see what our movement is about is, look, I respect what Donald Trump did. I certainly voted for him, but I'm a big fan of what he did as an outsider in 2015 and 2016. But you only get to be an outsider once. And where we are in this race right now is about where Trump was, polling and otherwise, in the moment he came down the escalator back in June of 2015. Now we're the ones with fresh legs. We're going to take that agenda to the next level, but actually put America first. America First is bigger than any one man. It's bigger than Trump, bigger than me. It's even bigger than the Republican Party. And that's why if we're doing it in a principled way, I think we can take the agenda further and even unify the country in the process, including, by the way, through pardoning Trump. But that's just one small piece of a broader vision. And I think a lot of these guys from Fred Doucette to Josh Whitehouse who have, you know, I think seen that same movie once before with an outsider coming in to actually fix the system, understand that we can go even further with it this time around, which is, I think, why they and, you know, frankly, others across New Hampshire and even others across early states and other parts of the country are coming on board this movement who were on the Trump movement last time around.
Yeah, and I think when you're running and obviously your hat's in the ring now, you're going up against Donald Trump, that is going to be kind of the comparison that people make. They want to know your position versus the position they knew with Donald Trump. And in fact, we're getting a couple of texts here, Vivek, from listeners who have some questions for you. One of them says, ask Vivek if he's close to Trump's positions on bringing back manufacturing and trade. If he isn't, I don't think he can win the Rust Belt states.
I'm absolutely, I mean, dead. You won't find much daylight between Trump and me on that or actually many other issues. For me, it's a question of getting it done. And also going further. So on those issues, I'm right there. But I think we have to go further on it. We have to declare independence from communist China. I don't think we're going to win through entering more trade relationships with them. I think we're today dependent on an enemy for our entire modern way of life that wasn't true about the USSR. So in many cases, what you'll see from me is taking the same agenda, but taking it even further and then actually getting it done. That's the distinction.
I'm really glad you brought up China. This is always one of my favorite topics to discuss with you because I think you have a vast amount of knowledge on what's happening around the world. And right now, something I keep seeing in different forms, different articles, different, you know, headlines on the news is the U.S. dollar's dominance and whether or not that's fading. I mean, there's a lot of other countries that are now seeking alternatives to the U.S. dollar. That, to me, spells trouble for us. Give us your take on that and your reaction to some of these other countries making these kind of moves.
I think it's a big problem. I think it reflects spineless leadership in the White House today. And I think in some ways, we've got it backwards in our foreign policy right now. On one hand, using military resources where we shouldn't be to protect somebody else's border instead of protecting our own. But then retreating when it comes to actual diplomatic leadership, like using our currency as the backstop reserve currency of the world. I think here's, again, an area where Joe Biden has represented three steps backwards. I think that we still are in a window in 2024, if we get this right, to make some of that damage, most of that damage, reversible. But it's going to take even stronger leadership. Joe Biden is making the job of the next president, say that's me, more and more difficult by the day. But that being said, I think China is in a weak position now. That's part of what gives me the sense of urgency to run for president, is Xi Jinping actually shot China in the foot over the last year to hold on to his unprecedented third term that he took over last October. That creates an opportunity for us, and I understand that more deeply than most, certainly than anybody in this race. And I think that that's part of why I'm going to take some bold steps to declare independence from China while we still have a window of opportunity to do it, and use other allies from Japan to India to Australia to Brazil to China, to Western Europe to fill and pick up that slack. It's not even going to be nearly as difficult as current leadership in both parties make it out to be to actually do what history demands that we do.
I'm speaking with Vivek Ramaswamy, who's running for president in 2024. And something I wanted to ask you, Vivek, is because you obviously have you have a lot of knowledge when it comes to business, trade, tech. But I think that something that's very important to voters right now are a lot of these cultural issues. And they don't want a candidate who they think is going to shy away from things like, you know, the woke agenda being forced into the curriculum of their kids' education and other stories like that that we hear every single day. Now, I do think that you run the risk sometimes of being demonized by the left. They're going to do it either way, but especially if you come out strong against some of these movements. How do you respond to that? And do you want to let people know where you stand on a lot of these cultural issues?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So yes, you're right. I've had a successful career as an entrepreneur, but that's not, it's not, usually you'll see somebody in a race that say, just because I've had a successful career in business, now I know how to run the country. My candidacy goes beyond that. So I actually wrote Woke Inc. This was actually a book, at the time I wrote it several years ago, I was the founder and CEO of a multi-billion dollar company that I stepped aside from to be able to speak freely about this woke cancer in America. This is before most Republicans or most people in this country even were familiar with that word. This was a word, woke, that was popular on the left. The right hadn't even heard of it at the time that I wrote this book. You know, it became a New York Times best-selling book. It's actually changed the cultural conversation in the country. And so I followed that up with another book, Nation of Victims. But that's a long way of saying that I sacrificed my own career as CEO of a multi-billion dollar company precisely to lift the curtain on this cultural cancer. And I think whether it's the racial wokeism that reduces Americans to the color of their skin rather than the content of their character, or this transgender movement, which is really just a form of mental illness. It's an epidemic of mental illness in America. I think I'm the only candidate who's come out and said we need to treat the transgenderism and gender ideology cult and gender dysphoria as a mental health disorder, which is exactly what it is, how it's been treated for most of our history. You're right. These are controversial things that you're not supposed to say in public, but they reflect this thing called truth that we have long forgotten in our country. And, you know, I've laid it out in a couple of books. I've been unafraid about it. I was the first CEO in America to actually take the risk of speaking out about these issues when the rest of corporate America was running in the other direction. But I think that fear has been infectious in our country, but courage can be contagious too, if we have leaders that are actually willing to step up and speak truth. And you know what? I think the best measure of the health of our country is the percentage of people who feel free to say what they actually think in public. And right now we're doing so poorly on that metric that I think the right way to fix it is to just start talking openly again. And I'm leading the way, speaking hard truths on this campaign, as I have been for the last several years.
I think there's a lot of truth in that statement, that people are terrified to say what they really think, to actually express what's on their mind. Vivek, we thank you so much for joining the show. Tell people where they can find out more information about your campaign.
Sure. Join the movement. Vivek2024.com. That's Vivek2024.com. It's really a grassroots movement, and New Hampshire is a critical part of our strategy. So I appreciate people joining the movement.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on, sir. We hope to have you on again soon, because I love hearing your insight into a lot of these issues, but specifically foreign policy, business, trade, all that great stuff. When we come back, we'll take your calls on this. 844-500-4242. We have a lot of stories we want to hit here. Vivek just brought up the transgender movement. We have some sound from Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday that I think even took conservatives by surprise when she talked about when people should be able to decide to take hormone blockers or undergo gender transitions. We'll cover this when we come back. And I also want to talk about RFK Jr. joining the race and so much more. I mean, I've got a list here. There's no way I'm going to get through it before the end of the show, but I'm going to give it my best shot. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley is pure Americana.
I'm so off the cuff. I'm so unpredictable. And I have a leather bomber jacket. I'll take your question anyway, kid. An American
girl. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Today's poll question is brought to you by Calitrin. Do what my producer Jared did. Lose weight in a healthy way with Calitrin's high-quality collagen protein, specially formulated with digestive enzymes to help your body absorb the collagen protein to its fullest potential. Visit toploss.com. It's TOPLOSS.com. And Jared, you've been on this weight loss journey, and you're loving it so far.
Yeah, it's been great. After just 6 weeks, I had lost 2.5 inches on my waist, which is fantastic, and it's easy. You don't really have to do much more than take the Calitrin, and it's all natural ingredients. It's fantastic. You don't have any appetite suppressants to worry about or anything like that. It's all natural. It's doing wonders for me.
So if you want to get on board this train, go to toploss.com. Jared, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at gracecurlyshow.com, is do you think Trump will be convicted by a New York jury?
I want to play what Alan Dershowitz had to say here, because I believe he's represented Trump before, and he has very strong opinions about this case. This is cut eight.
I don't think I could get this case dismissed so easily. I don't think that if you had the best lawyers in the history of the world, Abraham Lincoln and John Marshall, a New York City judge would dismiss this case, because that New York City judge's life would be over. Everybody would point to him the way they pointed to me when I defended Trump.
Yes.
Oh, my God. There's the man who helped Trump get free. So I don't think it's going to be easy. I think he probably will be convicted by a New York jury who voted for Bragg and voted for Get Trump. It will be reversed on appeal. It will never be affirmed all the way up to the Supreme Court. But Bragg's going to be popular. He'll be reelected, and he'll probably win his case unless there is a change of venue.
Yeah, that's really scary. That's a really scary prospect, you know, that a judge would have to make a decision that he knew was wrong just because he was going to be persona non grata for the rest of his life in the Big Apple. But I do agree with Alan Dershowitz. I do think that Trump would be convicted by a New York jury.
48% of the audience says yes. 52% say no.
And really, when you think about it, because Dershowitz keeps referring back to when he defended Donald Trump. And you can tell it really bothers him. He's talked about this before, how he became, you know, the worst person in the world, or at least the worst person on Martha's Vineyard. And nobody was inviting him to parties anymore. And you can look at that and go, ah, tough luck, too bad. But that should scare everybody, you know, that a lawyer is made out to be a terrible person, or made out to be this ostracized member of society for doing their job, for doing something we all have a right to an attorney in this country. And I mean, you know, you look at murderers, you look at people, you don't see their lawyers getting the amount of criticism that Alan Dershowitz received for representing Donald J. Trump. That's very telling. And I don't blame him for bringing it up in all these interviews, because he probably never thought he'd see that day where he did his job and he was punished for it. And he's still being punished for it in a lot of ways. 844-500-4242. We've got Woke or Joke coming at you. I see people getting on the lines early here trying to beat the system. Good for you. 844-500-4242. Taylor Cormier joins us in studio when we come back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. You know how this works. Well, maybe you don't. Here's how it works. We play Woke or Joke. We got Taylor Cormier in the studio. He's nice enough to join us. He's going to read you a headline. You have to tell us, is it woke, as in it's real or is it a joke? Did some sicko here at the studio make it up? And Woker Joke is brought to you by Aviva Trattoria. A gift card to Aviva Trattoria is the perfect gift for any occasion. So pick one up at any of their six locations. To find the one nearest you, go to AvivaTrattoria.com. Let's do this.
Everything woke turns to shit, okay?
I started a joke.
Ha, 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 ha. Pink-haired wokers.
The word woke means loser.
And the joke was on me. Oh, no.
All righty. Now, we do have a couple lines still open, so the number is 844-500-4242. You could be entered to win a $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria. Taylor, thanks for coming in. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Let's start with Mike. You are first up today on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Mike?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, Mike, here is your headline. British cows could be given methane blockers to cut climate emissions.
Oh, God. I'm going to say woke.
That is woke. Very good, Mike.
I know a lot about
this.
Not
a joke.
You
Not
know a
joke.
Lot about this?
Yes, I did this once as a segment, and I got some liberal caller who said, is this what people really care about? You think anyone really cares about this? And I said, I care about this. I think there's something very inhumane about giving cows some sort of seaweed
Beano
gas and then trying to cover up their mouths with masks and not allowing them to have what is really essentially, Taylor,
and then putting virtual reality goggles on them.
It's and let's be honest, if you burp, if you've ever had a real burp, like, oh, you know, yeah, when you feel that in your chest and you let out a burp, it's one of life's greatest pleasures.
Surely.
To take that away from cows, it just doesn't sit right with me.
No. Sure, it doesn't sit right with them either.
No.
Them having to suppress all of that gas.
And you're right. They're taking the medication. They've got the masks on. They have the VR goggles on. This is cruelty. This is animal cruelty.
Yeah. And they want, all in the name of climate change, to cut climate emissions. I guess there's a vote coming up possibly next week, that, and farmers are actually welcoming this proposal. It follows a consultation that began in August on how new types of animal feed product can reduce digestive emissions from the animals. I'm actually hearing a little bit more about this because we're raising chickens now, and they're supposedly adding some stuff into the chicken food to make them more eco-friendly. So we're keeping an eye on that.
Well, if they make the food in a way that prevents gas, that's less egregious to me than what I've heard of, which is like these supplements that have some sort of seaweed additive in them that stop gas from coming out. That, to me, I'm not okay with.
Yeah, if you're giving the cow some medication to curb its farts, that's cruelty.
Yes, I agree. Let the cows fart freely. That's my stance. David.
It's a good bumper sticker.
David, you're up next.
Free the cow farts.
On the Grace Curley Show, are you ready for your headline, David?
Yeah, as ready as I'll ever be.
All right, okay. David, here is your headline. Build-A-Bear turns heads with new RuPaul drag queen bear.
It's a joke.
It's not.
Oh.
It's not a joke.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
I got to tell you something about Build-A-Bear. My sister, okay, when I tell you she had that place on lock. Like, she had more bears with more accessories, shoes, hats, everything. Her room was like Build-A-Bear. It threw up all over it.
I think I was 8 years old or so, and a family friend got my sister and myself gift certificates to the new Build-A-Bear workshop at the Providence Place Mall.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And even then, I went and I was like, this is so dumb.
You're like, I'm too old for this.
They make you take this little fabric heart and rub it and make a wish and put it inside the teddy bear.
Yeah. Like,
this is terrible.
It's how the love goes in, Taylor.
Yeah, that was my favorite part. Watching them stuff the bear was cool. And then sew it up the back.
And I just made your run-of-the-mill teddy bear. I didn't want anything special on it.
You didn't make like an old-timey one with a pipe
no,
and some sort of...
No, just
Frank Sinatra.
Your classic teddy bear. That's all I ever wanted out of life.
So they're going woke, though.
Yes, they have a new RuPaul drag queen bear, and like the Bud Light thing, this is the next step. Matt Walsh posted it on Twitter, and he said, "Remember, there's absolutely no agenda to groom your kids." As the image indicated, the toy, a brown bear in a gold dress with curly platinum blonde hair and lots of eye makeup, was a RuPaul bear, pre-customized in drag to honor RuPaul's drag race.
You see, I want to go back to something here that Libby Emmons said. We had Libby on from the Postmillennial. She always talks about these cultural topics, and she said she has no problem with drag queens. She's like, I've been to drag shows before. It's the obsession with forcing this movement on children that I think really rubs people the wrong way. It's like, why do we need this in Build-A-Bear? Why can't you? Nightclubs have had drag queens and performances for since I don't even know when, but it's been going on for a long time and no one's had a problem with it. But it's like, oh, now we need to be in libraries, we need to be in schools, we need to be a Build-A-Bear. If you're looking at this and you're not going, there's some sort of strategy here to put this into where kids are, then you're not paying attention.
And my tax dollars should not be funding this whatsoever. That's a big problem I have.
Yes, no,
any library, any school participation, anything like that, tax dollars should not be a part of it.
And why do like politics and cultural issues have to be a part of stuffed animals? Like, just let the kids go into Build-A-Bear. I'm surprised these companies do it. Like, I'm surprised these companies want to get involved in this mayhem.
There should be no state-sponsored entertainment whatsoever.
Agree.
Keep it as boring as possible.
Absolutely. Tony, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Tony?
I'm ready, Grace.
All right, Tony, here's your headline. How even those who like to get it on can observe International Asexuality Day.
Woke.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a joke.
Sorry, Tony.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
You sound like a very nice person, but you're also a big-time loser today. Let's go to Peter. You're next up with Taylor Cormier, who's reading the headlines. Are you ready to go, Peter?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Peter, here's your headline. I had lunch with a Republican 2 weeks ago. I'm still shaking.
That's woke.
For today, it's a joke. Yeah.
Nice try, Peter.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
I'm sure it's happened, but I'm not sure it's been a headline yet.
It does sound like something you'd read in the Washington Post, right. An op-ed. Bill, you're up next. Are you ready for your headline, Bill?
I'm ready, Grace. Go Friars.
Go Friars, absolutely.
All right, Bill, here is your headline. Nike makes Dylan Mulvaney sports bra model.
No, that would be woke.
It is.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
I saw this today, and I saw the video of Dylan Mulvaney jumping around and doing exercises.
Let's take aside the fact that he claims to be a trans woman. The man is the skinniest person I've ever seen. One of the skinniest people I've ever seen. He does not need any support while working out, which is what sports bras are for.
Well, now you're going to get people who are upset you're body shaming.
I'm not body shaming. He does not need a sports bra.
You know what?
It's not about needs, Taylor. It's about responsibilities.
It's interesting because what did we report on earlier this week that Dylan Mulvaney was getting sponsored by Bud Light, right. Mm-hmm. And then we have Nike. And you said there was another thing today.
Jack Daniels is getting involved with RuPaul's Drag Race. And
that's your drink of choice, right?
I mean, it's not my drink of choice anymore, but it's closely tied with Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra made Jack Daniels popular, what it is today. He was introduced to it by Jackie. I can tell by your look you want me to go on with this for a little bit, so I will. Jackie Gleason introduced Frank Sinatra to Jack Daniels.
Okay, that's where we draw. When we hear Jackie Gleason, that's when I know
in the 1940s, and he basically hoisted up a glass nearly every show he did and was buried with a case of Jack Daniels.
But you had a good poll question. We didn't end up using it, which was what would be the hardest thing for people to boycott out of the three the three
Bud Light, Nike, or Jack Daniels.
Yeah, and I actually think that, I don't know what would be the hardest thing. I think the easiest thing for people will be Nike, because people already aren't crazy about Nike.
Because of?
I think because of their connections with China.
With China, and wasn't there the NFL player there with the Afro?
Colin Kaepernick.
Was he with Nike?
He might have been, I'm not sure.
Yeah, he was, I believe even after that he was brought on.
Obviously for me it was Jack Daniels. If I go to a place and they're out of, you know, any other whiskey that I enjoy, I'll default to a Jack Daniels.
Hmm. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Chris, you're
my
up next.
My cross I have to bear.
Chris, you're up next. Are you ready for your are you ready for your headline, Chris?
Yes, Taylor, here's one for you. Grace, I'm ready with Charge Akimbo.
All right, here's your headline. Disney to produce docuseries on its own racist history, proceeds to benefit reparations funds.
Oh, that's woke.
Oh, he sounded so sure. I'm sorry, it's a joke.
Ooh. Nice try,
By the way,
Chris.
That was a joke. That's not true.
That gives us time for one last caller here. Ed, you were last up on Woker Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Ed?
Sure am.
All right, Ed, here's your headline. Donald Trump and the media, how the Waco siege spawned the MAGA cult.
Woke.
It is woke.
Oh, gosh.
There you go.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
There's
you know,
the
there's
story.
A new there's a new Netflix
started
documentary.
Started watching it last night, yeah.
What do you think?
It's pretty good. A lot of unseen footage, and the recreations, I should say, are extremely detailed. Very well done.
Interesting. I might have to check that out. 844-500-4242. All right. Thank you, everyone, for playing. Thank you, Taylor Cormier, for once again. Nobody beats the Wiz, except for a few people
Several people did.
Yeah. We'll be right back. We've got a really good segment coming up for you. You're not going to want to go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. This is the Grace Curley Show.
So you're looking for a deal and you want to make it real.
A money-saving deal.
It's Grace's Goodies.
Goody, goody.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Looking like we're going to have some good sound from John Kirby. He's going back and forth with the reporter right now. And the Chiron says, White House pressed on Afghanistan exit report blaming Donald Trump.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
What can't this man do? You know, you might as well elect him in 2024 because he's going to be blamed for everything, whether he's in there or not. So you might as well have him in the Oval Office while he's being blamed for everything. All right. So it's time for Grace's Goodies. This one always goes really, really quickly, and for good reason. Chef Anthony from Aviva Trattoria joins us now. My first question for you, Chef Anthony, is tell us about this upcoming Easter brunch. I was looking over the menu today, and that was a huge mistake because now I'm starving. But there are so many good things on this menu, including, I think I saw a short rib poutine.
You know, Grace, I'm sure you're hungry these days, but this is our Italian holiday season. And no matter what's happening with Trump and all these politics, we still have hot food on the plate in the restaurant. So this poutine you're talking about, I actually have it starred on my menu. It's one of my favorite items that we've served for the last few years, this braised short rib with our Aviva home fries, cheddar cheese, some Italian seasoning, and you know what? It tastes amazing. Breakfast pizzetta, the ultimate scrambled eggs. We have an oven-baked frittata skillet, like out of the pizza oven. Like, this thing is amazing. There's an open-faced avocado egg panini that we normally serve in the restaurant. We've got gluten-free options. We are just ready for this holiday. I'm making pizza gaina, the Italian Easter bread, and I just wish I was giving you a piece of that right now.
Absolutely. Well, hey, you and me both, Chef Anthony. And by the way, if people want to get this great Grace's goodies, you can go to gracecurlyshow.com. Click on store. You're getting a $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria for just $25. Again, a $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria for just $25. These always sell out within the first hour. So hop on now to gracecurlyshow.com and click on store. Now, if we're going to talk brunch, Chef Anthony, you know what's going to come next. And of course, again, here I am. I cannot partake this year, but I'm a huge fan of the cocktails at Aviva Trattoria. Just because I can't have one does not mean that I don't want everyone else to know how delicious they are. What do we got going at the bar?
Okay, listen. So we'll take care of you as always. You are our priority. We will take care of any cocktail that needs to be a mocktail. And Chef Brittany has done a wonderful job this season here on the cocktail menu. I don't care if it has Prosecco, if it has vodka, if it's got water, we've got you covered.
Yes, and as always, I want to let people know that everybody at Aviva Trattoria, from the moment you walk in, the person at the host stand to the person who, you know, is bringing you your food, to the bartender, to the chef who's behind the scenes, everybody's going to make you feel like family. They love what they do. They're excited to be there. And I do think that makes a big difference when you go out to eat. You know, going out to eat for people, especially nowadays, it's a very special occasion. You want to treat yourself, and you're going to be treated like family when you go to an Aviva Trattoria. Now, you know, Chef Anthony, when we have you on, I always got to throw in a couple of the classics here. The chicken parm, you know, the things that bring people back to Aviva time and time again. Do we still have all those on the menu as well?
Listen, we never change our classics. Our classics are there because of people like you and the baby to come, and we're going to feed her or him soon. We have food for everyone. If you have allergies, you've got dairy restrictions, you've got alcohol restrictions, we'll cover it all for you. Just show up. Let us know. We cook from scratch. And we cook from our heart. And, you know, my grandmother's up in heaven right now, and I'm serving this Easter dinner this year for her. We are ready for everyone that wants to come out for a holiday special.
Absolutely. And if you are thinking about trying out Aviva Trattoria, you absolutely should. But you should do it with a gift card. You should save yourself some money, because we're also very supportive of that. Go to gracecurlyshow.com. Click on store. Get this $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria for just $25. If you're going to brunch, here's my suggestion. I'm going to say I would go with the Aviva Fried Egg BLT. If you're going for dinner this weekend, you know what I'm going to say, because I do this every time. You can go outside the box, or you can get the chicken parm. It's always a 10 out of 10. It's an 11 out of 10 at Aviva Trattoria. GraceCurlyShow.com. Get your Grace's goodies now. Thank you, Chef Anthony. And we will be right back.
President Joe Biden is frantically implementing the digital Fed coin into the U.S. financial system. Big tech companies have a long-standing history of leaking, losing, and even selling user information. Just this year, a criminal site known as Biden Cash leaked over 2 million credit cards online. This breach was no amateur operation. Biden Cash is one of the largest dark web data enterprises in the world. The worst part? This ring of cyber criminals is targeting Americans. We know that electric money is not secure. Wealthy Americans are racing to diversify their savings in gold. Call Monetary Gold to receive our free guide. Fedcoin, a privacy threat. 800-267-6500. Don't let cyber thieves steal your retirement fund. Pick up the phone and learn how you can protect your hard-earned money in gold. Call Monetary Gold. 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500.